The next town on the Wisconsin Great River Road is Bay City. Bay City sits at the head of the vast Lake Pepin. The community takes its name from its location on a large bay. This small community has a history center located beside the Conlon Log Home, a cabin built in 1856. Bay City is also the location of several historic homes dating to the 1800s, as well as an old jail and historic grain elevator. Bay City's earliest residents made their living from the waters of Lake Pepin. For centuries, authors, artists, and poets have visited Lake Pepin and marveled at its enormous size and incredible scenic views. Inspiring natural treasures such as Lake Pepin, as well as the numerous historical attractions and truly authentic communities, have earned the Great River Road recognition as a national scenic byway. Marty Beekman of the Mississippi River Parkway Commission talks about this official designation.
And probably the most recent and most significant thing is that in the year 2000, the Wisconsin Great River Road was designated a national scenic byway. And that's more than just words. That means that this route deserves special attention, national attention. And with that, it imposes a certain responsibility on the state of Wisconsin and certainly on the Parkway Commission that they do have a national treasure here, and we need to look at it that way. Following that designation, the Wisconsin-Mississippi River Parkway Commission was designated formally as a byway organization, and it's their responsibility then to foster and develop partnerships for the improvements and the enhancement of the Great River Road today.
One of the best things about the Great River Road is the way the route takes you through many different landscapes, from wide open wetlands to upland farms and woodlands. Again, Marty Beekman.
We recognize that the Great River Road does not follow the river closely all the way. That was the early concept that it would, but it turned out that that would be a pretty insurmountable undertaking. But on the other hand, we also think it does provide variety when you do go inland, see the rolling countryside, see the farm sites, and the small communities that are along the route. So I would say this without being biased, that when the 10 states get together and they talk about the Great River Road, they reluctantly but say Wisconsin's got one of the best ones of all of us. So.
Well, first of all, the Wisconsin Great River Road is about 250 miles and somewhat evenly distributed along that 250 miles is a 33 communities, most of them quaint communities, less than 1,000 population. And I think that quaintness is an attraction in itself for tourists to come there. But in addition to that, we've got the bluffs, towering bluffs, the limestone cliffs that are snuggled in next to the river where the road intertwines. We got the forested valleys, the countryside, the dairy farms.
After many years of both working on developing the Wisconsin Great River Road and spending his leisure time driving Wisconsin's only national scenic byway and appreciating its splendor, Marty Beekman has some suggestions for anyone who visits the Wisconsin Great River Road.
Well, I think one of the things you've got to do when you visit the Wisconsin Great River Road is not only to see the river, touch the water. You'll get some vistas, many vistas, but touch the water and take some time to enjoy that. At the same time, turn your back and look at the towering bluffs and limestone faces or face fronts. It's just a gorgeous view. It's a solitude sort of thing that I'm sure you'd appreciate.
Please pause the audio tour and continue again after you've passed Bay City.
I work aboard a steamboat.